All right, Jason, can you give me some levels real quick?
Cool. Tearing the hair, the heart out of Saturday night.
Tearing the heart out of Saturday night.
Joe Bob Briggs. Hey now.
He is a cowboy reviewer of horror movies.
Oh, fuck. What? For yeah. real?
He has a live show on on a streaming service,
yeah.
which is pretty fun.
So that's a new shirt?
Yeah. He gave like a keynote address
yeah.
about
yeah.
how hillbillies saved genre film.
Ah.
And like the importance of rednecks yeah. in horror movies.
Okay.
It's really, really good.
That's good. It's really good, huh?
Welcome to Rework, a podcast by Basecamp about the better way to work and run your business. I'm Sean Hildner.
And I'm Waylon Wong. This week's episode, you might have noticed, is a little shorter, and it's another one in a segment we like to call Last Week with Jason Fried.
The Last Week with Jason Fried segment is where we get to sit down and talk to Jason about some of the things that a business owner has to think about that aren't necessarily related to releasing a product or designing something new. You know, business owners have to think about what we're going to do with the office when the lease runs out. Or in this case, how to handle this pandemic of coronavirus.
Officially a pandemic, according to the WHO. Even Basecamp, which is remote, has a physical office here in Chicago. That's where Sean and I are right now recording this episode. So even Basecamp has to think about what to do in a situation where public health officials are recommending that people stay at home and do not venture out unless it's absolutely necessary.
So today we're going to talk about a huge decision Jason and David had to make regarding our company meetup.
Well, we're lucky in that we've grown up as a remote company. So I feel like nothing has changed for us. I'm seeing all these companies like send everyone home when we're like, everyone's already home. Or like, what are we going to do when no one can go to work and have meetings? And of course, we don't have that because we've always been remote for the most part. So now instead of having like, you know, four people in the office, there's three or there's two or there's nobody. So for us, it's been about normal. But what isn't normal is that twice a year we have these meetups where we fly everybody into Chicago to hang out for a week together. And we have one coming up at the end of April, last week of April. Mm-hmm. And so here we are, like last week of April, which is about, what, 8 weeks away or something like that. We'd be flying people in from all over the world. And every time we get together, everyone gets sick anyway because we don't get around people very often. So like we all get together and everyone gets this, like the meetup plague is what we call it. And now there's actually a legitimate plague floating around out there in a sense. So we started talking about this, I think it was about a week ago. David actually brought it up. We have a Basecamp project set up called Admin, where me, David, Naveed, and Andrea talk about administrative stuff. It's a very exciting Basecamp.
Oh, it sounds like it.
Super exciting. David's like, you know, I know it's early. I don't feel like want to be an alarmist, but like we've got this meetup coming up. People are booking tickets. We're booking hotel rooms.
Yeah.
Like what should we do here? And this was a little bit before everything started to be canceled. And then there's a few conferences I was going to that were canceled and a few things David was going to that were canceled. And things are just being canceled and we're hearing about them everywhere. So we just kind of kept an eye on it. And, you know, as these things tend to do, they don't get better for a while. So it got worse and worse and worse. And we decided that it was time to make the call to cancel the meetup, which is something we've never done. And, you know, however long we've been around, we've
always
done
this. Yeah,
that
was going to be my next question. Have you ever canceled a meetup before?
Never canceled one. Strangely enough, I had to miss one because I had pneumonia. It's like 10 years ago. So here we go. I think I was there for one day and then I actually had pneumonia the only time I've ever had it in my life. It's brutal, by the way. Horrible.
Imagine.
It's horrible. So we went back and forth a few times and like, should we not, like this kind of thing. And then eventually I'm just like, what's going to change? And this is something that, you know, when we think about making decisions here, if we're going to put something off, like put a decision off, there has to be a reason to put it off. You can put it off for a day because you want to sleep on it. That's a normal thing to do. But if you're going to put it off beyond that, like you have to say like, we're going to put it off because there's going to be new information or because something's going to change. But like the only new thing that's happening here and whatever's changing is getting worse. So it made sense that we just for, you know, the safety of everybody and so we don't, you know, infect more people if that happens. So we decided to cancel it or postpone it was actually the words we used. You know, we'll probably do some, like David and I usually give a talk, 2-hour talk on Monday. We'll probably do that virtually. And then I think that's all we'll probably do. We have maybe we'll do a couple of the things virtually, like our employee recognition awards,
sure.
that kind of stuff. But we haven't really talked about how to pull that all off. And I mean, we'll use Zoom or whatever we need to
right.
do. Yeah.
You canceled all business travel as
oh, yeah,
well, right?
That too. We decided that, I mean, we don't really fly much for business anyway. But people have different workshops and conferences that they've agreed to, and most of these are being canceled, so that sort of answers the questions. But we didn't want anyone to feel like they had to do something that they felt obligated to fly because they agreed to something months and months and months ago. Like, they agreed to it months and months and months ago under different conditions. And we wanted to say, like, we wanted to provide cover, basically, at the company level, saying, let's not do any unnecessary business travel. If you have anything scheduled, feel free to cancel it, and, you know, we'll take the heat as a company for it or whatever. But I don't think that that's going to happen. Everyone's understanding right now. And I know, like, Michael had an accessibility conference in California he really, really wanted to go to, but he decided not to. I'm supposed to be speaking at something in Philadelphia in 2 weeks, which I canceled, and then they canceled a few days later because I kind of knew that was going to happen anyway. There's something I'm supposed to be speaking at in May, which they haven't decided yet, but I have a pretty good sense they're going to cancel that. So
I just read that RailsConf was canceled this year.
RailsConf.
That's a lot of base campers.
That's a big, a bunch of people from here. So, you know, it's just like, look, everything's going to be fine. Life will go on. We don't need to do these things. We want to do these things, but we don't need to do these things. So why put anybody at risk, even if it's a sense of overreaction? But I don't even think it is at this point anymore. People just don't know. There's only been like a handful of, like, a couple thousand people have been tested in the U.S. I'm sure there's like thousands and thousands who have this virus right now, but no one knows.
Right.
Let's just kind of not be the spreaders.
Why risk it?
Yeah, why risk it? Yeah. It's not a big deal. So that was the call we made, and we sort of announced it in Basecamp. Actually, I think Naveed wrote it up ultimately, and I think everyone was appreciative. Some people were disappointed because the meetups are a big deal for them, especially people who come from overseas. But, you know, everyone understands. And the other thing is that this was going to be the last meetup in our office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a little painful.
It is kind of sad because, you know, our lease is up in a few months. This is the last one, but we'll have to wreck it like remotely.
Oh, like
throw chairs.
When your buddies are moving out of an apartment.
Yeah.
One last party.
Yeah. One last party. So we'll do a virtual, like, Sean, you'll take a chair and someone will say, like, I want you to throw the chair over there. So you'll, like, whip it there. We'll have it on camera. Take another request. You know?
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, do that.
Direct Sean to break shit.
Exactly.
I like that.
Exactly. So, yeah, that's the plan. No meetup and no business travel for now. And when is it going to change? I don't know. We'll have to see. I saw something about pandemics. Typically, they get
the
really bad.
Thing,
yeah, the double hump thing. So what's that, like, summer? Although I guess when it gets hotter, these things tend to slow down quite a bit.
Yeah, I think the second wave is in the fall, maybe.
Oh, in the fall. Okay. After, yeah. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what shakes out. Yeah.
So, Waylon, another huge change that's happening around here in regards to the coronavirus is you and I can't come together to record anymore.
Yeah, and I feel like David and Jason didn't even want us here today, but you and I kind of just snuck in.
They're like, the last time doing this promise we're here in the office.
Because we just got a memo today from Andrea, our head of people ops, and it was a business continuity memo, and it was just guidelines for what to do during coronavirus. And in red, bold letters, it says, the office is closed effective today. And I was like, okay, we'll just record this and get out.
We're almost done.
We just have to grab snacks.
But the problem is, you and I don't have recording setups at home. I don't even have a home office. So in order to give us a little bit of time to set up our home recording studios so that we can continue the podcast from home, we're going to have to take a couple weeks off.
We've also had some guests need to reschedule and things like that. I think there's just a lot of disruptions going on and things are really changing and people are really worried, and coming on rework should not be the tip-top priority for anyone that I have tried to email or call in the last few weeks. So we're just going to take a little hiatus.
And in that time, we'll be running a couple of our favorite episodes, both from rework and our previous podcast, The Distance.
Social distance.
You know, this is just good practice anyway for everybody, because we're a remote company, but we don't know how to do this remotely well, right? So, you know, we know what the equipment is. You've already put a list together and buy the equipment and find a quiet space in the house and record, and just, like, it'll be fine. And also, if the quality goes down a little bit for a few episodes, that's fine too. It's kind of like, hey, it's okay. Like, this is where we are. This is what we're doing with what we have. Like, okay. So I'm looking forward to hearing you guys record remotely and see how that shakes out. I mean, a lot of the interviews you do are remote anyway, right? People calling on the phone. So we can do it. Just need to get some practice.
Yeah.
Get some reps in.
Rework is produced by Waylon Wong and me, Sean Hildner. Music for the show is by Clipart.
A lot of you might be working from home for the first time. And so if you have stories about what it's been like to work from home and what you're learning and what you like and don't like about it, we'd love to hear from you. Maybe we'll play your story on a future episode when we come back from hiatus. You can either record a voice memo and email it to us at hello@rework.fm, or you can leave us a voicemail at 708-628-7850. Again, that's 708-628-7850. I also had this thought that we should be like wiping down all this equipment with Clorox wipes.
Just get out of your own head.
Fomites, Sean.
This entire room is fomites. You have any idea how close we are to these microphones?
No, I know. Well, see, now the fuzzy thing over the microphone is porous. And I read that like porous things are less likely to like catch the germs on it than a smooth surface like this table.
Mm. Don't touch the table.
Did you touch the table?
Never. I never have touched the table. I never will.
Well, regardless, when we leave here, we should go wash our hands.
I'm touching my face right now.
I know.
Just thought about it.
It's really hard not to touch your face.
It is.